This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
Quite frankly, I was a little bit, maybe not anxious, but, you know, it was going to be a conversation, you know, to have with the family and the parents.
That's trumpeter June Ida in the KNKX studios, talking about his decision to be a professional musician and leaving behind a career in engineering. He grew up in St. Louis and Pittsburgh and now lives in New York, but Ida was living in Seattle in 2024, and he brought his Northwest friends to KNKX for this performance. Guitarist Martin Booty, pianist Dylan Hayes, bassist Michael Glynn, and drummer Xavier LeCouturier. That's Evergreen from June Ida's band at KNKX. He says he grew up feeling some pressure to pursue a career in the sciences or the law, but by playing music, June Ida was just following in his mom's footsteps.
My mother was a koto player, a Japanese harp, and so you know, she studied in Japan. She played around St. Louis and then later in Pittsburgh, where we grew up. But yeah, she always, you know, made it a priority that music was a part of our lives.
June Ida said his mom wanted her kids to have access to Japanese culture, especially as first-generation immigrants in cities like St. Louis and Pittsburgh that don't have big Japanese-American populations.
She really went through hoops to make sure that we were both exposed to and, you know, had access to a lot of the cultural elements as though we would have been, you know, growing up in Japan. And so, yeah, in addition to the classical music influences, you know, she always had, you know, Japanese folk music.
Playing the Japanese folk tune Akatombo in the KNKX studios. He said it's a song every elementary school kid in Japan would know. A Louis Armstrong album sparked his love for the trumpet, and he absorbed the jazz history of St. Louis, from the legendary Miles Davis to modern trumpeter Keon Harold. More recently, at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ida was a student of jazz and engineering, and that's what brought him to Seattle.
It's not the sexiest story, but I actually had I was still working a day job in Los Angeles at the time, you know, with that engineering degree from Cleveland. And so I had an offer for a position up here in Seattle.
June Ida found a welcoming jazz community in Seattle, inspiring him to finish his debut album, Evergreen, released in early 2024. Encouragement came from musicians, venues, educators, and radio.
You know, we always say it takes a village, but, you know, having community partners like KNKX, like Abe, you know, it really is kind of this cohesive group of creativity that's going on up here. So that was a really beautiful thing to experience.
That's Forgotten Memories from June Ida's band at KNKX. Since releasing his first album and making the switch to full-time musician, June Ida says his worlds have come together.
For most of my adult life, I've kind of kept the music world and then, you know, this other engineering side that I was doing completely separate, including my family, you know, family and close friends that had never even really heard me play in a professional setting up till a couple years ago. And so, yeah, honestly, that's been kind of the most fun, being able to share the music with everybody who's close to me.
From his Japanese heritage to the Midwest, LA to Seattle, and now New York, June Ida's musical family continues to grow. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson. Thank you.